We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The U.S. death toll has now surpassed the reported number of fatalities in China, where the government says 3,305 people have died from the coronavirus. The United States already had the highest number of reported infections in the world at 160,000. In New York, nearly 76,000 cases, more than 43,000 in the city. 10,000 people are in the hospital. 1,550 have died. Governor Cuomo today said the models are predicting anywhere from 7 to 21 days until we reach the apex of the virus crisis in New York State.
So calibrate yourself and your expectations so you're not disappointed every morning you get up.
He also made a statewide appeal for private and public hospitals to share resources.
It can't be the downstate hospitals and the upstate hospitals and the Long Island hospitals. When we talk about capacity of beds, when I say we now have 75,000 beds. That's a statewide number. That means those beds have to be available to the people in New York City or Nassau, even if those beds are up in Albany.
We also got some big personal news from the governor today.
The governor revealed that brother Chris has tested positive for COVID-19, and he used the instance to sound a warning.
And I had a situation with Christopher 2 weeks ago that I even mentioned my mother was at his house. And I said, that is a mistake.
He says no one is immune. Well, he suggested that the high point of the number of cases could be as far as 3 weeks away. That's why the grab for ventilators, 17,000 on order from China.
We only have a firm expectation on 2,500.
And he says those are 2 weeks away. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
More healthcare workers head to the front lines of the virus response in New York City. Here's Mayor de Blasio.
I mentioned yesterday that nurses, more and more nurses are coming in. 500 on Friday had already gotten to our hospitals. I said we were going to add another 500 this week. I'm now announcing an additional 1,000 nurses that health and hospitals has coming very soon through contracting they've done.
In addition,
250 more ambulances are coming right away to New York City from FEMA, from all over the country, to help us address our 911 calls. 135 of those ambulances are here already. And I want you to understand how unusual it is to hear something's coming and then it's here immediately. This is really powerful, and it shows how much the federal government is getting into gear now, full gear, to help us.
The mayor specifically thanked FEMA's regional administrator, Tom Von Essen, who happens to be our former fire commissioner. Staten Island Congressman Max Rose has announced that as a captain in the Army National Guard, he will deploy tomorrow as part of the coronavirus response. He'll serve as an operations officer at the Guard's base on Staten Island. Rose says his office will continue serving and fighting for his constituents while he's deployed. The city's top cop speaks directly to members of the NYPD.
Police Commissioner Shea starting his social media Q&A with a hearty thank you.
To the men and women of this police department, you are the best people on earth. You really are. Thank you for what you do.
Now the commissioner says 5,600 called out sick yesterday, 15% of the force.
So the message from the beginning has been pretty consistent. If you're sick, stay home.
Now Shea says reassigning officers to patrol will help cover until sick cops get well.
Chief Monahan turned him out today to kind of pull some of the slack off of patrol in terms of hitting parks, hitting grocery stores.
Working for the department, crime is way down. Shea says masks are available for all, Tyvek suits for those into crime scenes, and he says no to 12-hour tours. For now, Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The state attorney general calling Amazon disgraceful over the firing of worker Christian Smalls. He led a protest of employees at the warehouse on Staten Island yesterday. Workers demanded greater health protections. Amazon says Smalls was let go because he was asked to stay home for 14 days after he had close contact with another employee who was diagnosed, but they say he defied the request. James says her office has contacted the National Labor Relations Board to investigate. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, meantime, tweeting to protesters that everyone deserves safe work, paid leave, and a living wage. The organizing labor and community group Align New York today demanded that Jeff Bezos and Amazon give Smalls his job back, and they said stop retaliating against workers who fight for protection in the workplace. Some news for CUNY students who need help during this pandemic. The New York City Council says some 1,600 students will receive $400 checks for food. This comes as CUNY campuses, including cafeterias, closed this month due to the virus. Students will qualify based on need. They must also be residents of the five boroughs, enrolled at CUNY for at least 9 credits, are obtaining their first college degree, and are not already receiving assistance from the SNAP program.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.